Okay, Bible and Daily Lifers, we are in John chapter 16, and I am really excited about going through this chapter because in this chapter, you actually get involved with going into the back room, into the back scenes, into the prayer closet with Jesus. You actually hear what Jesus is praying. And lo and behold, he's praying to the Father. He's praying for his disciples that are there with him. He's praying for you, and he's praying for me. Wow, he's going to pray for you. Watch. John chapter 17. After Jesus had said this, telling his disciples that he was going to suffer, he was going to die, there'd be grief, they'd be sad, but that the Holy Spirit would come. Well, after he had said all of these things, he looked towards heaven and he prayed. We like to say that people in our new believers class, people say, well, I don't know how to pray. And I like to ask them, do you know how to talk? And they say, I know how to talk. I say, well, just talk looking up. Well, there's precedent for that in the scripture. Jesus is looking up as he's praying. And he says, Father. That's how he taught us to pray. When we go to pray, just start by talking to the Father, our Father, talking to God through Jesus. Father, the hour has come. This is it. He's going to be crucified. It's coming up. The hour here doesn't mean the hour. It means the hour, you know, in this hour, in this time, that kind of a thing. The hour has come. It's coming. Glorify your Son. Your Son will be glorified by going to the cross, dying for our sins. That your Son may glorify you. God is glorified by the cross, by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for your sins and for mine. For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all of those you've given to him. Jesus can give you eternal life. Jesus can give me eternal life. He gave me eternal life. I'm thankful for it. I hope he gives you eternal life. I hope that I hope that you're receiving that. We'll receive that gift from him. Now here's eternal life. This is what it is. That they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. What's eternal life? It's knowing God, his presence. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me. Here it is. He's been here for 33 years, and now the work is going to be finished. He's going to go to the cross. He's going to pay the penalty for sin, for you, for me. We can live forever. We can live with him and live in his presence. And now, Father, glorify me. Let it be done. Not my will, but your will be done. Go to the cross. In your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. So before the world began, there was fellowship, there was love, there was glory between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Here's the prayer. He prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. Right. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. They were yours and you gave them to me. And they've obeyed your word. Now they know everything that you have comes from me. Everything that I have comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted those words. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you had sent me. Well, that's what we need to believe, that the Father had sent the Son, and know it with certainty. I pray for them. Wow, here's Jesus interceding, praying for his disciples. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world. I suppose you can do that. But I'm for those you've given me, for they are yours. I'm praying for those, my disciples. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And the glory has come to me through them. Jesus is glorified through his disciples, those who come to know him, those who come to know him as Savior and Lord. I will remain in the world no longer. He's going to the cross. But they'll still be in the world. They'll still be in the world. I lost my place here. They'll still be in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, protected by the name of Jesus, so that they may be one as we are one. That's the prayer of Jesus, that we would be one. We would be one. Oh, man, the world is so divided. Politics are so divided. Philosophy is so divided. Political parties are so divided. Let's not, as believers in Jesus Christ, be divided. Let's be united. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name that you gave me. None of them has been lost, except the one doomed to destruction so the scripture would be fulfilled, Judas. I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world so that they may have the full measure of joy within them. So we're supposed to be having it from knowing God, full measure of joy. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, so that they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, that you protect them from the evil one. So we're not supposed to be taken out of the world. We're here as salt and as light and as a testimony, as a witness to Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Sanctifying means set them apart. As you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world. And so he's sending us. Go. So we gather together to grow, and then we go. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be sanctified, set apart. Now, here's you. Watch this. Verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you in me, you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. Wow, praying for you, praying for me. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Each one of us who knows Jesus Christ, who knows God the Father through Jesus, if we were to trace our spiritual lineage, our spiritual family tree, like make it a rope. There's a rope from the apostles to us. If you followed it back, every single one of us, our conversion experience, our coming to Christ would go back to one of those disciples. Isn't that amazing? It's absolutely amazing. They told the story to somebody who told the story to somebody who told the story to somebody who told the story, and finally it came to you, finally it came to me, somehow, some way. Either somebody that we met, or some Bible study we went to, or some radio program, or internet broadcast, or book that we read, or pamphlet that we picked up. I pray for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you had sent me. It's our unity and it's our love that convinces people that Jesus is here. So much, the church has done so many bad things. Keith Green used to say, I'm really embarrassed by a lot of the things the church has done, but I'm not embarrassed by Jesus at all. Me either. Thank you, Keith. 22, I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them and you and me, so they may be brought to complete unity. He wants us to be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved me. You have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given to me to be where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Jesus longs to be with us. I love that. Righteous Father. There's a name. There's a way to pray. Righteous Father. Though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself will be in them. Well, he will be when the Holy Spirit comes on the day of Pentecost, almost 50 days from this passage, probably 53 days from this particular passage. The Holy Spirit will be poured out. I praise it will be one. Our unity, our love is a testimony to the world that Jesus has come. Let's keep it basic. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it there with love. Let's park on love, huh? So there you are, Bible and Daily Life. Bless you guys. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Jesus prayed for you, prayed for me. Wow. John 17. Read it again and again and again.